Father, thank you for this morning. We give you praise for life. We thank you for grace. And we stand in grace this morning, the finished works of Jesus, as our only qualification to do the things that we do for you. Be glorified. Speak to us. Cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lived. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. I'm grateful that this technology is timeless. It means that if you didn't listen to it today, you can listen to it tomorrow. And it will be in the cloud for as long as possible. You can always get it. These messages have been so powerful. They are such a blessing to listen to. I get to listen to them myself, and I'm always blessed. I began to talk about the roadmaps to success. One of the biggest discoveries that a man will make is the discovery that life has a how. Life can be so overwhelming, and sometimes you assume that things just happen. Well, things don't just happen. Everything that happens has a cause. Something costs something to happen. Someone costs something to happen. Or someone did not do something that caused something to happen. Nothing just happens. There is a dominant realm over this realm. It's the realm of the spirit. If that realm is not programmed, there is a default program that it will act upon. It's an example is your field. If you do not clear the field and plant something there, something will still grow. It is called weed. Those weeds do not just grow. It's just that they are easier to plant. And they are waiting for places where nobody has planted. In the same way, if life does not get the program for success, because the world is in a fallen state, it will tilt by default to failure. Failure can be automatic. If you don't do anything, you just get weeds in life. Minimal success can come by luck, but good success, great success, continuous progress comes by deliberate action. You know, so I began to talk to us about the roadmaps to success. I want to just read out some scriptures that I began to quote, and I trust that they will bless you. 1 Timothy chapter 3, First Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. The Bible says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting or thy success may appear to all. There is a success that is in you that cannot be seen until you give yourself to the word of God. Your progress, your success is as obvious as your ability to commit to the word of God. You see, life has a how. So success multiplies when there is commitment to the word of God. I say it again. Success multiplies. Progress increases when commitment to scripture is consistent. Success multiplies when commitment to scripture is consistent. There are certain people you meet, they are always on the cutting edge. Always on the cutting edge. Why are they always on the cutting edge? Because their commitment to scripture is consistent. It's consistent. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, it says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is one and is profitable. So dealing in scripture is dealing in profit. All scripture is profitable. Scripture is profitable to make you successful. Scripture is profitable to make you who God has said you should be. So whatever it is, I make a statement and I believe it is true. It's good for me. It's good for you. If whatever cannot keep you away from the word of God has not seen the last of you yet, if the word of God can still get your attention, you can come out from any mess. I trust that. Bless you. Shego Alemede, I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.